Okay, so we're dealing with frustration this month, and if you were to look at a circus tent as having the big top and having a center pole, and from the top of the center pole all of the ropes come down from that center pole to the ground, and the top of the center pole is frustration. So if we let's just trace one of the ropes down to the ground and call that rope anger. Now, if you're angry about something, think about it for a minute. It's probably already happened. If it's already happened, what the fuck are you doing being complaining about being angry about something that's already happened? That is the most stupid thing, I think, in the whole human race, to be angry about the past. It happened. There's nothing, zero benefit from being angry about it. You can make a decision not to do it again. You can learn from it. You can, I don't know, enjoy it or something, but being angry. But anger is not the problem. Anger is the result of frustration. The frustration comes because you think you might have been able to change it. You think you might have been able to avoid it. And in that way, you have regret. Now, regret is a big emotion. It's really, really a torment. And some people say, I'd rather have the whole world against me than regret. Regret is, at the end of the day, it's like a poison. Now, as a coach, the value of my coaching is infinite when people are in pain. When people are not in pain, it's zero. When people aren't getting what they want, the value of the coaching is infinite. You'd give your life to solve the problem if you're not getting what you want or need. But when you are getting what you want or need, the value of coaching is zero. So we have to, in a sense, amortize coaching. Either you pay a lot of money, like tens of thousands of dollars for a very short period of time, and get what you want out of that, the result being you get what you want, and then you say, I got my value out of it because I went from not getting what I want to getting what I want, and there's the value, and I walk away from coaching. Or you amortize coaching over a long period of time and say, I'm going to vacillate in and out of getting what I want, getting what I need, because I'm going to hit frustra through the course of my life. And I'm going to be not wanting coaching one week and wanting coaching the next. I'm going to be having what I want one week and not having what I want the next. And when I don't have what I want, my default might be getting angry about it. Now think about it. How much suffering, how much pain, how much hurt, how much disappointment, how much exhaustion has been caused by people being childishly angry. Little kids spitting the dummy and blaming the world and getting angry that they didn't get what they want, that their expectations weren't met. In the previous podcast, I made two points. The first point was this, that at home, once you leave the office, if you're frustrated, change your expectation, because your expectation are blocking your love, and love outside of work, it really should be the mantra. At work, while you're worrying about money and income and performance and results, if you're frustrated, there's a whole different approach to it. And that frustration leads to you understanding that you're hanging on to something, that you're frustrated because somebody has pushed your button, and whatever your button is what you're attached to, and whatever you're attached to is what you're identifying with, and what you're identifying with is absolute rubbish, because you are you. You are worthy of love. There's nothing you've done and there's nothing you've not done that's not worthy of love. Think about that. If you sat down and wrote a list of everything you're worthy of love for and everything you're not worthy of love for, How sad would that list look? That you're worthy of love because you're a good father, you're a mother. You're worthy of love because you're a good brother or sister. You're worthy of love because you're a good mum or dad. You're worthy of love because you're a good daughter or son. You're worthy of love because you're trans. You're worthy of love because you've got some identity. How sad can that be? And do you think nature's going to accept that you think you're worthy of love because you're attached to something? She's going to rip the shit out of that because you're worthy of love for what you've done, no matter what you've done or not done, you're worthy of love. And that stuff at work, therefore, has deep spiritual providence. It has deep spiritual providence, because if someone pushes your button and you're frustrated at work, that's showing you where you are attached, where you are blocked, where you are hooked, where you are naive. And that point is your frustra, and that point is going to, if you don't process it, if you don't react to the tap on the shoulder, which is your frustration, you are going to get hurt. And I'm here to stop that hurt. I promise you that. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.